Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter at TotalTutor and NeilHaley.com and all those great places. And I'm excited to welcome the program celebrity Teddy Sears of Fox 24's Legacy. Teddy, thanks for calling. How are you?
Absolutely. I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Fantastic, Teddy. I'm sure you've enjoyed that part so far. You've been playing on 24 Legacy. Haven't you enjoyed it so far?
It's great, man. You know, it's fun to play the boss, man. I've never done it before. And on a show, you know, I know that that's got such a great history, you know. But here's the thing, like, you know, being the boss of CTU doesn't usually end well. I'm hoping, you know, to stay alive for as long as possible. So far, so good on the show, and I'm having a great time. I get to work with some dynamite actors who have really been around the block. They've been on lots of different shows. Dan Bukinski, Miranda Otto, Jimmy Smits, the list goes on and on. It's great fun.
And you're also excited about the world premiere of The Sounding, and I have been reading up on this, and it's very, very interesting.
Yep.
Story for sure. And your part as well, to think about looking at Liv and how she's on a remote island and how she basically can't speak at all. It starts out very interesting in so many ways in how she develops that character.
It's almost a mystery in a way of this attempt that my character, it makes to try to figure out and unpack this person. Like, who is this mysterious creature? How did she get this way? And you know, it's ultimately, yes, it's the story. Liv is living a very unconventional life on an island off the coast of Maine, which is where we shot the film. And, you know, and my attempt to try to figure out why. And it's much, you know, it goes from there, sort of much, much deeper, of course, but it's really cool, sort of independent film at its best, at a time when, you know, studios aren't making the most daring stories. It was really fun to be a part of this one.
And did you do some research to understand specifically people that have some of these brain diseases, mental disorders, where they're not able to speak, and what they're going through in that process of playing Michael?
Catherine Eden, who wrote, directed, and starred in the film, gave me right early on into production a copy of Oliver Sacks's book. And Oliver Sacks is sort of a wonderful writer and master of the sort of the human condition. One of his books called The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat, and it was anecdotes through his career of various neurological disorders, and it's brilliant and funny, and that was my attempt to try to understand and sort of get into the brain of someone like my character who's trying to do this kind of work on his own. So yeah, that was the inspiration, I think, for the story. And you know, Catherine had been shaping this film for years, and so to finally have it come out, see the light of day tomorrow in the Bay Area at a film festival called Cinequest. It's exciting. We're kicking off this festival run. Hopefully we can take this baby around the country and maybe even around the world.
And that's what's cool about independent films, because you never know. And it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity
exactly.
for you to play a certain role, and you never know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
It's something where you can continue to stay
exactly.
working.
Yep.
Stay
it's,
working.
It's always the role of the dice.
And then Catherine's role, in so many ways, Teddy, it has the opportunity as well, herself, where she gets an opportunity to work with someone like you and have a great story and let that come to life. And then more and more people learn who she is through this film festival, tour and stuff.
Yeah.
They get to know how talented she is.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, if you are a dynamite actor who maybe you're just not getting, I don't know, the looks that you should be getting, you know, it's also a great lesson to people who, you know, listen, just put pen to paper, write something, form an idea, shape it, and then ultimately make it. That's what Catherine did here. And I think, listen, she handled this whole thing as a first-time director like an old pro. There's no doubt that she'll get lots of great opportunities from this from here. I just think that's always a bit of a roll of the dice, too, working with a first-time director. You don't know what you're going to get, and it couldn't have been a better experience. So, and we're able to be a bit more daring and to be a bit more risk-taking in the storytelling. That's what attracted me to this thing, is I just wanted to do something that was totally different
yes.
for me. And I'm just grateful that they hired me. I mean, shoot, it wasn't like it dropped in my lap. I had to,
no,
I had to really
absolutely.
Go after it. And I'm really glad it did.
And, you know, when you look at also the character of Liv, when she starts to change her persona, once you go on the island, Michael, with Shakespeare, that's
yes.
where the, I don't think we're going to see stories like this on take risks like this. Yeah, for sure.
It was sort of so audacious when I was reading the script the first time. It was so unique, and it was so sort of, it was just so smart. And it shows an encyclopedic, knowledge of Shakespeare's text, which I think is kind of so cool. And like, before your audience falls asleep, you don't need to be, like a Shakespeare nerd to love this movie. But yeah, she cobbles together this language using Shakespeare, and the reasons become clear why. And it's up to my character to try to understand really what's going on. Like, what is this thing? Like, I've never, I've experienced anything like this in my career. So of course it becomes that much more intriguing and fascinating. And from that medical perspective, his conviction, deepens into trying to understand why a person would do this, would speak in this way. So yeah, it's really fun. And then of course it kind of spirals from there because it's so odd. Liv finds herself in a place that she never thought she would, and she has to fight with herself about, what do I do? How much should I need to maintain my integrity to live my life? And we, I think, as people can relate to that, because we're all in a certain way.
Yes.
We have to face those. We have to face those questions on our own. Like, how much authenticity, how much, integrity do we want to have? And I'd love to say we all have 100% integrity all the time, but it's cool. It's about finding your voice. It's about living with integrity in the face of insurmountable odds, and makes a really fun story.
And then also Liv, you said don't fall asleep, because Liv is going to, that character is going to develop in so many different ways throughout the film. Don't want to spoil it for our listeners that need to check it out for sure, Teddy, and all that stuff. So where's the best place they can find information? I know March 3rd is big. Friday's big for you guys because of San Jose, right? San Jose for you guys, March 3rd, correct?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yep. We premiere the film tomorrow, March 3rd, at Cinequest in the Bay Area, San Jose specifically. And I believe it's going to go from there to some more festivals around the country. All the information can be found at thesoundingfilm.com. It's going to be updated with festival information. And I know the filmmakers kicking around maybe a VOD option. I know that they're this is sort of the part of the festival run is to try to get distribution. But all the information will be on thesoundingfilm.com, and we just appreciate everyone who is interested, and hopefully we can get it into your home, or you guys can check it out sometime soon. I'm in the dark there, but all the info is going to be on the website.
Okay, and also, Teddy, you can check you out on Fox's 24 Legacy, but what's the best place we can find information on you? Do you have a Twitter and stuff people can follow you and all that, Teddy?
I don't, but I do have an Instagram account. It's at Teddy Sears, just my name, which is easy and convenient. And, yes.
All right. Well, fantastic, Teddy. Thanks for calling. Best of luck, and good chatting with you. Take care, man. See ya. Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.